knowing the playbook better. Mm-hmm. You know, first season is always hard to grasp a new system. Second year usually tend in the, you know, improvement. Mm-hmm. The guys, you know, are working a lot harder. The mindset of the team is completely different than it was last year. You know, guys are trying to get better every day. You know, that's our motto, you know. You know, we take day by day, you know, week by week, game by game, you know, win today. Mm-hmm. That's our motto, win today. You know, because if we're not winning today, we're getting worse. So those guys are, you know, making strides.
You mentioned just knowing the system better. Is that something that ended up being more challenging for you guys than maybe you anticipated it being when you look back on last year?
I mean, yeah, we made mistakes, you know, too many. Just guys buying into the system. We knew that last year that our defense, we had great players, you know, that produced, you know, and we had a coordinator in Vic Coney that the system was working, and it was hard transition into a new defensive scheme, you know, and guys weren't completely buying into the system just how the system was working the previous years.
Coach Beckman yesterday was talking about how he feels seniors have kind of taken ownership and have stepped up this offseason. Have you noticed that when you, like, look at yourself, look at the guys that you're here with and just some of the other teammates that are in your class? Have you noticed more of that with guys trying to lead by example and show everyone the way and say, hey, this is what's got to change, this has got to be different?
Yeah, and workouts, you know, the seniors got to set the expectation, you know. We're only going to be strongest as our weakest link, and we need to bring that guy along. You know, I believe that our leadership is, you know, guys like Nate and Corey and myself and Jonathan Brown, you know, those guys are trying to, you know, lead this group, you know, to become a closer-knit group, and ultimately trying to become a team, you know, because that's our main goal. If we're not a team, we're not going to win games.
How would you describe Coach Beckman just in your experiences with him? Because I feel like people on the outside probably have a far different perception of him than what you guys see every day in the locker room or on the field.
He's a great leader. You know, he's setting the course for us. You know, he's been in coaching 20-plus years. His family been 40. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows what it takes to win. He's been around winning programs. He won himself. He's very energetic. And we truly believe that Coach Beckman can lead us back to, you know, how we need to be. You know, he believes in us. You know, he treats us like men. He treats us like a family. And he's trying to make us a team, you know. Guys need to, you know, once everybody buy into the system, you know, we're going to become that team. We're going to win games. We're going to be able to do the right thing. I mean, he preached that if you do the right thing, you know, good things is going to happen, you know. You know, he talked about it in his press conference of us, you know, having 51 guys out of 100 or 90, you know, players getting over 3.0. I mean, that's unheard of, you know. You know, we're doing the right things to, you know, to get better every day.
You mentioned the energy. Is that something that you like having in a coach? Somebody that like, always has that sort of energy.
If your coach don't got energy, then, you know, it's going to be hard, you know. I mean, we're supposed to run on our own energy, but having our leader, our coach, you know, being that guy, you know, that just trickled down to us, you know. If he's energetic, if he's, being positive and, you know, trying to, you know, keep us on the course, you know, we're going to have to follow. We got to take suit and follow.